Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online. I hope you're doing well. Happy New Year's to you. It's a beautiful morning here in Seattle. I know it's cold out there. I haven't even opened up the door or anything, but the skies are blue and the sun's out. It's beautiful. But I hope you are doing well. You know, this is a new year, new beginnings, however you approach it. It can always be something good. I was laying in bed this morning plotting and planning, having a business call already, and things are looking very good, very good for 2014 for me. But my daddy just woke up. I need to get his coffee going and his breakfast going, so I'm going to jump into some music, and then I'll come back and join you guys here in just a few, all right? So I'm going to start out today with a little praise music. I hope you don't mind. I'm going to take you into a piece by Faith Evans called Jesus Loves, featuring Kelly Price.
Jesus loves me.
Who died, heaven's gates to open.
tells me so.
Thank you.
Your love is so sweet to me.
If I'm dreaming, don't wake me.
cause I'm really enjoying this love.
It's like Sunday dinner, I'm still on the spiritual high.
I'll never let go of this love.
From Earth, new right here on Jupiter, number one R&B and hip hop soul.
Like up till that night, I saw it in your makeup, wasn't looking right. Something told me better off, don't come to call. Try to be with you, but you belong to all of you know. Girl, something's wrong. You hung up on my line, and don't think I see. If it wasn't for your makeup, you'd be chilling with me, you know. Girl, something's wrong.
Something's wrong. love what you do, do what you love.
Don't ever let it show.
Love what you do, do what you love. Love what you do, do what you love. From JJ to the GG, with the kick up with the cookie, bring it forth, bring it strong. Ain't no stopping this machine from moving, gotta keep it moving. Hot like fire, burn, baby, learn. So shout it out, no matter what comes, no matter what goes. We be moving in love, ready, then let's go. We don't stop, don't you know? DJ, nice, let's let it go. Keep on keeping on, walk straight ahead, just sing a song. Run AJD and Mr. D, you know there's lots of love for me. JJ, Denique, what much more you don't wanna miss? For such a time as this, shout it out from the rooftop, gonna share this love. Can you feel this new groove? You know what to do, do, do. Come on. Let it take you where you wanna go. Embrace the music, feel it in your soul. You work it out, gotta keep it moving.
Now I can fly, I'm a rocket ship running. house up on a hill. New friends, new school, new way of life,
way of life.
Everything we once knew had changed.
But they say,
whatever don't break you was sent to you to make you stronger in the end. And we were never the same. They say, come on, clap with me. La 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 la.
There's a garden up on my from heaven, and they're always in blue. I assume no love could ever.
Take a ride, baby, yeah.
for those of you that may be wondering, yes, you've tuned into Flavor Coffee House Online. I had to play some music. You know, Daddy got up and I had to get his coffee going and get his breakfast going. And then I had to sit and have some coffee myself. And I was enjoying the music. Were you enjoying the music? I played a variety of genres and artists for you, didn't I? Almost first half of the show. But, yeah, I had to get my daddy settled in. He's good to go now. But let me tell you who I played. I played Jesus Loved Me by Faith Evans featuring Kelly Price. Going into Maurice Johnson with Not Lately. My boy Gigi down there in the ATL with I'll Take You There. Haylon Keith with LUV featuring Monica Monet. And then my boy Reggie LaFleur up here in the Pacific Northwest with Something Wrong. Going into Janiqua over there in Australia with Keep It Moving. Honey B. La Rochelle. Well, I think she's back up in Canada right now. You know, she's been on the sing-off. And her piece is The Yes Feeling. Going into Darian Dean with If These Walls Could Talk. Peter Moore with Blue Rose, and then a very special piece by my business partner and co-owner of FM Radio, Mark Van Clyke, with his piece, Windsor Mill Road. I hope you're doing well this Saturday. I was laying in bed, you know, just kind of processing some things and how to move forward in 2014. It is already turning out to be a very, very busy year. A lot of projects on my plate, from, you know, just things that I'm working on to Spectrum Music Group to the artists that are my core family that I continue to work with and support. And it feels good. It feels very, very good. You know, already some little challenges there, you know, but, you know, that's just life, right? And it all has to do with how we choose to react and maneuver through the challenges. So I'm trying to stay focused and let things go. And, yeah, you know, even when I talk about these things and how, you know, to stay positive and go through, you know, life's challenges, you know, it gets to me too. But I'm trying to let go of it quicker. That's my thing, letting go of it quicker. I'm a Cancer, and sometimes, you know, we can tend to mull over things and over things and hold on to our hurts and hold on to our frustrations and hold grudges, you know. And I'm trying to learn to definitely let go of those things much quicker because I got too much work to do. So how are you feeling going into 2014? I hope you're energized. I hope you've got some goals in place. I hope you have a plan of action. I hope things are starting out well for you. You know, I know that we can always make changes at any point and time in our life. We don't need New Year's Eve to make resolutions. We don't need springtime or birthdays or whatever it is. Because I use those type of points, you know, that, okay, this is a good time to start something or to change something or whatever. I do that, you know. But I don't know. There's something about New Year's. It feels like, you know, it can be a new beginning. It feels like that is the point when you can make some decisions and make some changes and, you know, implement something in a positive direction. So, excuse me. And I think, you know, that's how I'm looking at it. You know, being able to sit here today after we've been having some rainy weather the last few days and see some blue skies out there. I know it's crisp, as I was saying earlier in the show, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It makes me feel good. You know, I'm going to go out and check out a venue tonight to potentially use for a project here very shortly. But I've got a lot of good things going on. You know, the conference that's going to be taking place this summer here in Seattle, the National Film and Music Conference, is coming together so nicely. I've never worked on a project this large before. but it's coming together so nicely, and I'm so proud, you know, to be the host and to bring it to the Pacific Northwest and for the people to trust for it to come here. I talked my city up. We got some greatness here, so come on, city, get behind me and back me and show these industry people that, you know, who we are. I need your support. The thing is that I really, really want to impress upon in 2014 is building win-wins. You know, there was a lot of talk going on in 2013 and a lot of one-sided stuff going on in 2013. Just got to say it. But we now have a new opportunity and lots of sidebar conversations of what needs to take place. Well, this is the point that no matter where you are, find a community you can come together and have a conversation, a real conversation, and put a plan into place as to how you can grow and fulfill your needs right where you are. Seattle has some amazing talents from all art forms, from all genres, creative people, business people in this industry right here. But we are kind of that area that is not recognized. We're recognized for specific artists, but we're not recognized as being a powerhouse. You know, you think about the arts, it's always New York, California, you know, places like that, maybe Florida, the ATL maybe, you know. But Seattle, the Pacific Northwest, we're not looked at in that area. And so, I don't know, you know, I'm just like this diehard leopard waving pom-pom cheerleader that even though I support artists all around the world, I really, really want people to understand what we got right here. But the biggest thing is I need the people right here to understand what we have. So we'll be doing some town meetings. We're going to do some talent searches right here in the Pacific Northwest. And then, yep, the Pacific Northwest Film and Music Conference this summer. I'm targeting July. We do have another date of June, so we just need to finalize some more contracts and this and that. Some more announcements will be made, but secured the exhibition hall at the Seattle Center, so I'm pretty excited about that. And it's coming together. Some great things are taking place for the artist that I'm working with, Monica Monet. Her birthday is January 12th, and that is the date that we decided to release her up-and-coming official video for her single Feelings, which I'm proud to say I'm the sponsor of, along with Magnolia Brown. And so we're releasing that on Sunday, January 12th. So we're just asking that you check it out and, you know, let us know what you think and share it with your people. You know, spread the word for her. It's her birthday. That's what she wants for her birthday, is just for people to share that video and get it out beyond, you know, our own networks and, you know, just help her build her following. She's got some great music coming out. Conversations with Monica Monet is coming out later on in the year. And she's jumping it off. She's going in full force, you know, right now into 2014. So watch out for Miss Monica Monet. If you are not following her, you need to follow her. I guess she's all over Instagram. I'm not onto Instagram yet. I'm resisting it. One day, watch. I'll get on there. But right now, I'm resisting the Instagram thing. But she's all over Instagram, taking pictures in the morning when she wakes up, when she exercises, when she goes to work, when she's in the studio, whatever. She's taking pictures. But she's on Twitter, she's on Facebook. Just Google her name. You can find her. Definitely you can find her. So please watch out for Monica Monet and our up-and-coming video for Feelings. Black Stacks has been in the studio working on some projects. They'll be performing at El Corazon for the King Musical. What is it called? Musical Celebration for Freedom. So that's going to be on January 19th. Lamont Carey out there in Washington, D.C. He's got a list of things that he's going to be doing, but he's got some book readings taking place at the libraries out there in D.C. talking about his book, The Heal. I'm sure he'll also talk about his other books, too. Excuse me. And, you know, he's got speaking engagements and training engagements and all of that coming up in 2014, too. But the one thing I like about him is he's really pursued even, like, getting his books into the libraries. I don't know how many authors have gone that direction to see if they can get their books in the libraries. I know it's always about trying to sell them to people, and mostly online. But Lamont has taken it a step further, you know, to make sure that his books are read and easy access, you know, to people. And so it's a beautiful thing when he has that opportunity to go into libraries and talk about his books and talk about who he is and introduce people to him as an author. So that's something you might look into if you're a writer and an author with books out. Let's see what else. Alvin's got a new book coming out, One Safe Place. He is my big brother right here in the Pacific Northwest, spoken word artist, musician, writer, mentor. He is so much, but he's got two books presently out, Brushstrokes, and then A Perfect Circle. And you got to get A Perfect Circle because, you know, my coffee house is mentioned in there. I think my daughter's name is mentioned in there and all. But it's a great read. It makes you just kind of feel like you're a part of it. And conversations that you might have had, you know, with your buddies, you know, is in the book. And so you're like, yeah, I know somebody like that, or yeah, I've experienced that. So definitely Perfect Circle is a perfect book for you to get right now so that you can enter into the new year, you know, getting familiar with Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn. He is published by Streber, which is Zane publishing company under Simon & Schuster. So you definitely want to check him out. Did I mention everybody in my core? I think so. But a lot of people have great projects. Raj Jalari just released her album, Journey of a Woman, January 1st. So I'm excited about that. It's an amazing project. If you've not heard any of the pieces, you need to really, really go check it out. And it's worth buying a copy. It's definitely worth buying a copy. So go check out Raj Jalari and a lot of projects going on, you know. So pay attention. Figure out your way of showing support. That's what's really going to, you know, push artists out there. That's what's going to help take them to the next level. The success of the artist doesn't necessarily solely is on their shoulders. The fans that say that they love and believe in them, we take a responsibility of their success. And I really want you to understand that. We, the fans, really, really are what makes an artist successful. The people that you see out there in the mainstream spotlight, people got behind them. It wasn't like they were just popped out of nowhere. Once upon a time, nobodies could be heard singing somewhere and say, oh, you know, you come to the recording studio. It's not like that anymore. Artists have to be polished going to a recording studio. They have to have polished product going to a recording record label, you know. So it's not like artist development is really out there in the record industry, the recording industry anymore. And so it really, really takes, you know, people paying attention. Hits do matter to what they do. Fan base, paying attention does matter. You know, real sales matter. I heard that you can buy hits to iTunes and CD Baby. Well, I don't know if CD Baby, but I had heard iTunes to make it look like you've sold a lot. I don't know if that's really true, but I do know you can buy hits, you know, to Twitter, to YouTube, to a variety of places. You Google it, and there's all kinds of people that come up. People will approach you online and tell you that they can get your hits. So that's definitely not unheard of, you know, out here. So anyway, really think about it. You know, support your favorite people. And when I say support, that means spreading the word. That means purchasing their product. That means paying to get into their events, whatever it is. Show your support. If you say that you believe in them, if you say that you like them, help them, because you're going to be a part of their success. So I'm going to jump into some music because I feel like I'm coughing. And I apologize for coughing in your ear. So I'm just going to jump into some music until I get my throat under control. So I'm going to take you back up here to the Pacific Northwest and play a piece by a group that goes by the name of Clientele. And this piece is called Every Night and Every Day, featuring Todd Brown.
Clientele. Hey girl. Hey girl. You know I've been around the world and back.
Every time, every day,
yeah. the sight of you I haven't seen before. Yeah, you give me glimpses, you pique my interest, leaving me wanting more. Sexy lady love, I hope you're not offended, I hope you don't mind, I just wanna call ya. Sexy lady love, you really caught my eye, is that alright? Every day on the job, you seem to capture my attention, babe. You got to pull me in, you find your way to get under my skin, but that ain't your intention. State of mind, a woman like you is so rare, so hard to find, and I've tried not to say, but it's so hard treating you like you're not there. You're so sexy, lady.
Is it all? love you more than my eyes can see. I promise to love you with everything. Wanna be your all and all, forever I'll be. I will give you all the love you deserve and more. As long as we're together, our bond will soar. Baby, promise to leave me never and protect my heart forever. I'm falling for you.
Flavor Coffee House Online. This is where I welcome the creative souls and people that love creative souls to come hang out. I didn't even talk about the fact that people can call in, so just know that anytime, every Saturday when I do the Flavor Coffee House show, I especially welcome artists to call in and promote themselves. I think this is a great platform if you're not used to speaking about yourself and what you do and your projects and products. This is a great opportunity, you know, to call in and talk about yourself. The one thing when it comes to being an artist is that we need to know you exist. It's not like people are going to come banging on your door to find you. You need to become comfortable and show your passion in words. excuse me, that you believe in who you are and what you're creating. And sell yourself, you know. Express yourself in a way that people want to pay attention and want to support you. It's one thing to be online and to be able to come up with creative visuals. I'm really big on visuals. So it's one thing to come online and promote yourself that way. But I think that when people hear you talk, about who you are and what you do, it takes it to another level. It makes us feel engaged. It makes us feel like we're getting to know you. And I think when it comes to an underground independent artist, I don't care what your art form is, you need to find a way to tap into your potential fans and consumers. And because you don't have the money behind you to, you know, come up with flashy, creative, you know, promotional tools. So there's a variety of free tools out there, whether it's creating YouTubes, whether it is, you know, coming on a show like this on Blog Talk Radio or internet radio shows, or, you know, a variety of social networks, you know, can help open the door. But you've got to definitely find a way of really, really reaching out and connecting one-on-one with people. I think that the internet, in a sense, has taken us away from the one-on-one in-person connections. The artists that get out there and connect with people in person, I think they're more successful. I'll just keep it real with you. I think that those that, you know, interact with people, let people know who they are and what they do, where they can find them online, those are the people that have more success. But, you know, when you take the opportunity to speak, where they hear your voice, I think that also helps, because the beautiful thing about the internet is that you can reach a wider audience this way. I'm in the Pacific Northwest, and I play artists from all around the world. I have a following that's all around the world. And so, you know, just here, simply on FM radio, Flava Marlix Radio, you can gain exposure to people that have never known or would know who you are. So anyway, in that last set I played Clientele, who's right up here in the Pacific Northwest with Every Night and Every Day, going into my dear, dear friend Stephen Jerome Ferguson with his piece Faith, and then Jonathan Winstead with Sexy Lady Love, India Sean with Like Nobody Else, and then closing out that set with Lore with his piece Fallen. So I hope you've enjoyed the music that I've been playing today. I've really enjoyed playing it for you. Generally on the Coffee House Show, I have more conversation with you, but I think drinking this coffee with so much creamer in it has clogged my throat, and I just really don't want to cough and clear my throat while I'm on the air with you. But I'm digging the music that I'm playing, but you know I better, right? Because it's my show. I want to shout out to all the artists that I play on FM radio. I want to shout out to all the artists that let people know that I play them on the radio. You know, this, my success is because of you guys, you know, and I want to be a part of your success too. So let's really think about it. How do we build this win-win going into 2014? We're only 4 days in. We've got so much that we can do, but you know what? I really, really believe that we can do this together and help each other. So I'm going to jump in and play some more music as this day gets on its way. It's just going on like 10:30 my time, but I know it's much later in other areas of the United States. But thank you so much for tuning in and listening to me today and all the other days, because the support is growing and growing, and I appreciate you. So I'm going to play my girl, Coley Williams, with All You Need. Thank you.
constantly, and I am the one to fulfill your dreams. So don't be afraid of me. You never met a real woman before till I walked right in your door. Your heart lying down on the floor. All you need is a cup of my love, boy. All you need is a little bit more joy. All you need is to be my love, boy. It's to be my love, boy. All you need is a cup of my love, boy. All you need is a little bit more joy. All you need is to be my love, boy. It's to be my love, boy. Right or wrong, she broke your heart and it was hard to get through the pain. Can't get it out of your head. I know that we will be together. Oh, 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 yes, we'll be. You never met a real woman before till I walked right in your door. And I saw your heart lying down on the floor.
Oh, Everybody say love. Everybody say love. Oh, 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 oh. melody that sings so sweetly, and you are
my lover,
and you
I'm feeling held your dreams. I showed your eyes and I lived your life. Your wishes were my desires, one by one. I watched who you were. I saw through your eyes. I spoke with your voice. I thought through your mind and heard through your ears. Your wishes were my desires, one by one. I was who you were. I was in heaven. I was in hell. I was the sin and devil. Every time you needed one, I was a friend. I was a lover. I took the blame for your mistakes and did my best. What can we take from our great love when it's over? All we fight is flesh and blood without a soul. A drinking creature forgot to laugh alone. What can we take from our great love? When it's over, all we fight is flesh and blood without a soul. A drifting creature forgotten left alone. I was in heaven. Every time you needed one, I was a friend, I was a lover. I took the blame for your mistakes and did my best. What can we take from my great love? Without a soul, a drifting creature forgotten left too long. What can we take from my great love when it's over? All we buy is flesh and blood without a soul. A drifting creature forgotten left alone. What can we take from our great love?
Lady Flavor at Flavor Coffee House Online. This is my baby. This is my place where I really, really embrace the creative souls out there. Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with me today and for all of my shows that you help to support. This is where I gather with all of you every Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's all about supporting the underground independent artists. Take care. God bless. Have a great, great day. And join me again here at the Coffee House next Saturday.